Wanda's gal pals and Madge's gentle audience, and welcome to another edition, a very special edition of Eat This Hot Show. It is episode number 50. We are half a century old this episode. And with me on this very happy and proud day is the ever gorgeous, incredibly talented Ms. Wanda Wisdom. Say hello, Wanda.
Hello there. I was hoping you were describing me.
I thought she was talking about me. I already spit all the chicken out of my mouth.
Yeah, well.
And also the ever talented, ever popular, ever ugly and fat lesbian of the day, lesbian du jour, Madge Weinstein. Say hello, Madgela.
Hello.
And I am your Auntie Vera Charles, and I'm just so goddamned happy to be here today. So, how are you, ladies? What's up? What's new? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
I want a blueberry muffin.
Ooh, I love blueberry. I like to say blueberry, though.
Do you eat cream cheese on your muffins, Wanda?
No, but I'm a fan of butter. Actually, I'm a fan of that fake butter shit on muffins. You know, like the stuff you can like pile on.
Oh, I forgot you like hot dish.
I do.
What's hot dish?
Oh my God. You don't know what hot dish is?
No, is this something?
It's basically Midwest? In your part
like
of the world.
Food.
In your part of the world, they would call it gross or casserole.
Oh.
And so, for example, the big favorite here is tuna, or no, not tuna. what is it called? Tater tot hot dish.
Anything I love with the word surprise at the end is hot dish.
What's a tater tot hot dish?
Basically, it's ground beef and cream of mushroom soup. People have their own ways of doing it, but generally speaking, it's ground beef. Cream of mushroom, or mooshram, as I like to call it, soup. Then there's like a bunch of cheese involved, and then you cover it all with tater tots, and you stick it in the oven, and you know, until it's bubbly golden brown.
God, it sounds heavenly.
Oh, it's so good.
Seriously?
Oh, I love kind of stuff.
I like to put green olives in mine.
Oh, I hate olives.
Madge, you hate everything.
Well, she's a lesbian.
With food allergies.
No offense to all of my
Hate a lot. Most food I like, it's just I hate everything Seattle Sutton gives me and olives.
Do you eat the Seattle Sutton?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really? Is it good?
No.
Deja vu.
This is my last week of it.
I would have. You should. It's too bad I don't live closer. I'd totally make food for you. You could pay me 20 bucks a week, and I'd make you. Oh,
she'd make it with stevia.
Really? I didn't know you cook.
I do. I make all my food at the beginning of the week.
Even breakfast? What do you make for breakfasts?
Well, breakfasts are usually an omelet, 3-egg omelet, and then oatmeal. And with my oatmeal, I put in some peanut butter.
Three eggs with whites or without?
It's 3 whites, 2 yolks.
Oh. That sounds like a pain in the ass to make. You got to separate your eggs?
Oh, my God. It takes like 5 minutes. And sometimes if I'm real fancy, I'll cut up some zucchinis. And then I cover it with salsa.
See, the thing about zucchini is I like zucchini to an extent, but then if you cook it too much, it ends up tasting like cucumbers.
Yeah, I do it very al dente.
Of course, it might have something to do with the fact that it's usually been in my vagina before I cook it.
I was going to say everything pretty
then
much
it would smell fishy.
Like cucumbers.
It would taste like fishy cucumbers, wouldn't it?
You don't claim to know what my vagina smelled like.
I've just heard you speak of it before.
Well, that's different.
I've been on websites late at night. I've heard the stories.
Wanda, do you cook these omelets in advance or day or just in the morning?
No. I like to, but I've got it down to an art form. I can do it in like 10 minutes. Omelet, oatmeal, boom, boom, boom. It's just like
do you drink a juice or have a fruit?
No, I don't eat a lot of fruit in the morning because it's full of sugar. So, but if I do, like this morning, I wasn't in the mood to make oatmeal. So here's what I did. I had a banana with some peanut butter and then a protein shake. And that,
that
way
sounds
I got
delicious. I'd love for you to cook for me.
But the omelets are good, and the oatmeal is good. It's that Irish steel cut oats.
I love the steel cut, but you don't put anything in it at all?
Yeah, you can. I put peanut butter, but I've also...
Oh, peanut butter. I've never had peanut butter in oatmeal.
I've also done the stevia with the butter. I can't believe it's not butter Fabio ooze. Mm-hmm. And... I've also done dates. I really like dates, dried dates.
Dates are good. You know what I like?
What?
Pussy.
Dates are the highest content sugar content of anything. Did you know that? Of any fruit, dried fruit, dates have the highest sugar content?
I did not know that.
It's true.
I try to be careful, though, of the sugars like that. But, yeah, it's fruit, so what the fuck? Who cares?
Listen,
you need fruit.
Seattle Shutton doesn't live near me, and she cooks for me, so you can still cook for me. Just mail me the shit. Dry ice. You have it in you to do that.
With some stevia.
How much do you pay, can I ask, for that train wreck?
Way too much. I ain't paying it no more.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Mm-hmm. I bet you there's a local option for you.
This is so deja vu.
I know, we had this discussion on my program yesterday when you were under a dick. I mean,
under six dicks and a tranny. Mm. But do you have any local options here in Chicago?
Other than Seattle Sutton?
Yeah, because like my folks do something like that in Houston, but it's all local, and they don't have to.
What about Larry's? Larry's Livin' La Vida Low Carb.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'd like to find one local. I mean, Seattle Sutton
is a ripoff because you have to do it all, and you don't get to pick what kind of foods you want.
Right, and it's beets, and it's fucking disgusting chicken made out of yogurt. And 3D animation, and it is disgusting. It is. It's made in 3D animation. They make it at Lucasfilms.
I wish that I lived in another universe because I would totally love to like make food for people.
Well, why don't you do that?
I don't know, because I'd probably get shut down by the health department.
Well, you don't have to pick your asshole before you cook. I mean, you can wash your hands.
True, but then you got to have people up in your business looking under your, you know, bits and pieces, making sure they're clean.
Well, you know what? It's a business, so you have to do things, and it involves getting out of bed. So neither one of us could probably do it.
We're always full of good ideas, though.
I have a question,
yes,
for you, lovely ladies. I'm relatively new to this venture of Eat This Hot Show, but of course, you two have been there from the inception. How does it feel to have completed 50 episodes of Eat This Hot Show? Did you ever think it would happen? Madge?
I didn't think it would happen, and I'm very pleased, even though I forgot until you mentioned it. But I didn't think it would happen. I mean, just look at all the hosts we've had and drama we've had, and considering the fact that we had at least 1 year I'm not doing any pogroms. Yep. And it's taken us 3 years. It's 3 years, isn't it, Wanda? It's about 3 years, because I think we actually started it 3 years ago, almost to the day.
It was in the summer.
3 years to get 50 shows. That's even worse than Cheryl's record.
Mm-hmm. And we don't call people on the phone.
Right, toilets.
How do you feel about it, Wanda?
I'm really happy because it makes me, you know, when you said 50, I was like, oh, and then I went back to the early days and thought, oh, you know, how far we've come, but not really. But, yeah, I'm just glad that I had an idea. You know, I have to say, I feel vindicated in a way, because I think this show was always a good idea. Mm-hmm. And I knew Madge and I were capable of doing something like this. And the others, you know, they come and go. You know, Vera, I think you're going to be around a long time.
Well, I hope so.
And, but I believe in the idea. I mean, because it from the very beginning, it just seemed like a really good idea. You bring together some interesting people and let them just bloviate about whatever. And we always end up having interesting discussions, don't we?
I love that word, bloviate. Is it a real word or did you make it up?
No, it's a real word. It just means sort of hot air.
That's fantastic. Like, that
bloviate. You know, when I look back on the 3 years of Pilgrims, I look at them all with fondness, except for about the first several, if you know what I mean. Because those were not enjoyable. Now, some of those were good shows.
Yeah.
For all I know, they were. But hell, if I'm going to listen to them again. But those persons were high maintenance to deal with. Mm-hmm. Because it was all ego. And I'm not going to name names because I'm not that kind of a lesbian. But when we did it with the Feast of Fools, I really had a hard time with their egos. I really did, because they, you know, it's like when you work, I don't know if I know Vera understands improvisation. Wanda, you probably do too, where it's about ensemble. It's not about one person controlling the whole thing. And that was something hard. Of course, I enjoyed all the shows with Reagan. That was wonderful. I was very sad when he left, but of course, that opened the door for this humongous interview, which is great. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Huge.
I think it's a testimony.
Testify. Testify.
Okay. Testicle.
Thank you, Black Vera.
That's all right, baby.
That's your new name, Black Vera.
Is that like... Is that like Bewitched? Like she had her alter ego?
Serena.
Like her
Right. It was Serena and Samantha, and I'm Black Vera.
But in addition to all that, Black Vera and worldwide White Wanda, I think it's a testament to how Wanda and I have a certain amount of wherewithal and stability despite all of this, which is weird, because I don't consider myself a stable person, especially when it comes to that.
You're both flakier than breakfast cereal, frankly.
Okay.
Do you know, but see, I had this conversation with my mother, because we were like the crazy people in our family for a long time. Like we were the Looney Tunes, the black sheep.
Right.
And now we're like the most stable, the most sane, like the most well-adjusted, because we've been through all this shit and, you know, we've made an attempt to sort of learn from it.
What did your mother do? I mean, I know what you did. You went... Did your sobriety and all this?
She did the same thing.
Oh, she's sober too.
Yes, she's been sober for many years.
How long? Longer than you have been sober?
Yes, she got sober. Well, she had a little slip when I was in high school, but so then she got sober, God, probably like 92 or something, 91 again. And so she's been sober ever since.
So she's got many, many años.
Yes,
good Lord. That's 92. That's almost 18 years, something like that. 17, 18.
Yep.
And you have how many years of sobriety?
It'll be 6 in September, God willing.
6 in September.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But you know what I mean? It's like if you were a betting man, Madge and I are not the ones you would have placed money on to be around, I don't think.
That's true. You know, I was talking to somebody because unfortunately I had to give a speech in one of my Weight Watchers Anonymous, Weight Watchers Dependence Anonymous. I need to add more words to that to keep it safe. Weight Watchers Dependent. No. Coda Weight Watchers, Compulsives Anonymous. Yeah, Weight Watchers, Compulsives Anonymous. Is that good? Is that enough?
That'll work. Enough. Now, what was the point of that?
Meth. I need meth in there.
Meth.
No, Weight Watchers Anonymous, Meth, Dependence, Compulsives Anonymous.
Anon.
Yeah.
Anon. Children of.
Well, my point was that I completely... No, what was my point? Oh, the point was that... You know, there was somebody there who was at my very first meeting. It's been over 9 years. And he said to me after the meeting, he says, Madge, I thought for sure you wouldn't make it.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally relate to that.
I said, you know what? I never thought you'd still be fat and ugly by this time. But you are. And you know what else? You got them bags under your eyes. Ugh.
Yeah, I can get sober, but you're still going to be ugly.
Now, I have a... go ahead, darling.
They're all like... And, of course, the topic was, you know, in Codependent Meth Watchers Anonymous, we have steps also. And, you know, I'm like... What is the lead? It was a drag queen that had asked me to give the lead a really pretty big meaning of gay people, Judgment mm-hmm. Day. And mm-hmm. I said, drag queen, her name is Polly Anonymity. I said, Polly Anonymity, what step do I have to speak on? And wouldn't you know it, it's step two, being mm-hmm. restored to sanity.
Mm-hmm. And you're
didn't he have a big laugh about that? Didn't we all mm-hmm. have a... Well, it's obviously not worked for this one, but let's hear her try and talk her way out of it.
Can I ask kind of a serious question about that concept? What does mm-hmm. one yeah. what does one do in a step program such as that if they are a complete and total atheist without any belief that there is any higher power whatsoever? What does one do then?
That's really a very complicated question, and I would almost say it's outside of the scope of this program, but we can talk about it.
Outside of the scope of Beat This Hot Show?
Well, maybe it's not. It's a complicated thing, and I don't know. I could bloat V8 about it, I'll let Wanda go, but first basically it's not... There's you turn it around. The whole point of having a higher power. Wait, what did you say? You don't believe in a higher power?
I'm an example of this. I don't believe that there's any kind of higher power going on here.
Okay, but do you believe that there's something greater than you? Do you believe that you know? In other words, a higher power is anything but you. So if you believe that there's something bigger than you, then you believe in a higher power.
Okay, I understand. I believe
that's how it gets reduced in order for people to begin.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and then if you can, I mean, for me, it was just a matter of the fact that, yeah, people tell me I was very angry at the beginning of this process. I was very angry. I was absolutely downright evil. People would speak in these little meetings, and then I would say, "I thought you would never shut up." That was so boring. I mean, literally, I would say stuff like that. I was like, I hate you people. You people are boring. You say the same fucking cliches over and over again. You delude yourselves by saying there's God and prayer, and you actually believe that God got you a parking spot in order to get to this meeting. I mean, people actually say stuff like that. Well, there was a parking spot open, so I knew that God wanted me to come to this meeting. This kind of bullshit made me so fucking angry. But it especially made me angry because I had to go, because I had no choice, because I knew that I would have died. It was that serious for me. So.
Mm-hmm. So what?
I always tell people.
Go ahead, Wanda. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say.
Oh. Okay. Oh, I see now.
Go.
Okay.
Wanda.
Yeah.
I was merely going to say, like, that's exactly the way I explain it to people. Do you feel like you're the center of the universe? And if not, then you're fine. Otherwise, the other way I address that with people is, like, there's no requirement for you to ascribe yourself to anything in particular. So if it's an issue, just, you know, as we have a saying, keep coming back.
Excuse me, Mother.
I was just going to say there's no requirement for anybody to be there other than a desire to not keep doing what they're doing.
Vera, a large portion of the whole higher power thing is not so that you believe in God, this fairy tale that's going to cure you. It's in order to deal with the very important issue that most severe alcoholics, or real alcoholics, whatever you want to call it, drug addicts, believe that they are a higher power. It's a delusion of grandeur.
Oh, I
see. And you cannot have a delusion of grandeur and still recover from alcohol. I mean, that's really what I can't say the whole thing, but the sort of non-spiritual part of it, the material part, the actual, what's the word? You know what I mean? Like the practical part of mm-hmm. that whole step and the whole spirituality is getting rid of that delusion of grandeur, which prevents one from seeing reality and also from recovering because you think, you know, you're God, basically. I mean, in a lot of end of the road alcoholics, they believe that they're God, literally.
That's such a contradiction, because you've fallen so low in your life, and so out of control, and yet you believe that you're the ultimate answer.
It's all about contradiction. All of drug and alcohol abuse, overeating, all of it is all meth anonymous, shut-na-non. It's all about contradiction. It's full of it. And recovery is full of contradiction. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why it makes no sense. What on earth makes sense about the first step that says, we admitted we were powerless over these drugs, alcohol, food, or Seattle Sutton, and then you recover? That makes no sense. Mm-hmm. So you admit you have no control over it in order to get control over it, basically. Mm-hmm. Another contradiction.
But apparently sure. It works.
But spirituality is full of contradiction. Religion is full of contradiction.
Life
pretty
is
much
full
everything
of contradiction.
On earth. Yeah. Right.
Well, and so many times I think people, and I've seen this, Madge, maybe you feel this way too, but particularly, okay. And I think we're kind of this strain of a way, in a way, but people who try to logic their way out of this problem are doomed really from the beginning. And that's what kept me from getting help for a long time, because I always just felt smarter than, you know, like I don't need some, you know, like you said, fairy tale to solve my problems. There is no logic there. But I got to a point where I realized it's not really about logic, because after, you know, 3 months of doing something like going to these meetings and talking to these people who are ugly and mean and weird and
ugly.
You know, and her like just creepy, you know, like that's the impression
fat.
You have.
Oh, and then they like quit drugs and they talk about how wonderful they are with their 12 different people they sponsor, and they eat nonstop and they're big as roly polies.
And when you come in from
where
I came in from,
substitute addiction,
No, but when we came through the doors, man,
judgment
I was
is step
judgmental.
12 and a half. No.
But the fact that I could be that judgmental and after a short time be completely like doing things differently and being healthy for once, I mean, that does not make any sense. And so I was willing to say, okay, clearly my logic is faulty.
Right.
And so I'm not going to get too hung up on, because I still have problems with people's, the innate desire that some people around there have to like stick religion into. To sort of, you know, like, it's almost like they use it as a religion to, like, to,
but people
know,
do whatever they need to do.
I know.
They do whatever they need to do. You know, I'll give you a personal example here. You know, I hate to talk about these things in my program, but this ain't my program. Plus, we're talking about Shatnanan.
Yes.
So that's different when you're quitting.
Shatnanan.
Which, obviously, I'm at the first step, admitting I'm powerless over Seattle Shatnan.
Yeah.
But so, in the beginning, somebody kept telling me, you know, a higher power can be anything you want. I knew one person who, it was a chair, literally, and she called it Alfred. This is what this one person used to say. At his home meetings, he chaired us every week. I knew a girl. She had a higher power. It was a chair. She called it Alfred. So I thought, okay, this I can do. I'm nuts. Chairs make sense as higher powers. God, Jesus, fuck that. A chair I get, but I didn't pick a chair. I said, you know what? This is right when I had gotten my first cell phone. And I was very, you know how I get about obsessive about devices and whatnot. I said, wow, you know what? I'm just going to make my cell phone my higher power because I'm so into it. So I said, my cell phone's my higher power. So the next meeting I went to was at this Al-Anon club, right? And you're always supposed to turn your cell phones off during meetings. But I had just gotten the thing. So I'm sitting in this skanky club where eventually the tranny puked and I never went back.
Oh, God.
It was the tranny. What a fucking mess. It was cirrhosis of the liver, and she's still taking all these female-to-male fucking hormones. What? Wow. I mean, male-to-female. What a disaster that thing was. Puked all over herself. Well, never mind. That's irrelevant. But so my phone goes, bling, you know, like a message alert thing.
Yes.
No, it couldn't have been a message. It was probably, I don't know, it rang. Whatever. I don't think we did SMSs way back then. The phone rang, and I pressed click, and I was embarrassed. So you know what you do. You look around. Oh, my God, I'm embarrassed. Are people looking angry at me or what? Mm. So I look around me, and I look behind me, and there is a person who I hadn't seen since the very last day I did Seattle Sutton, which was probably about 9 months prior. She's a person basically that I bottomed out on Sutton with.
Uh-huh.
And it was so weird. And I was like amazed to see her because I never would have thought her there. And I thought, well, my higher power must be working.
It led you to her.
Exactly. And it rang. Bring.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Bring. Bring, bring. Of course, it's a process. And someday I'll be free of Seattle. You know, I don't expect till sometime next week when my food runs out. But it's one day at a time with Seattle. One day, one nasty chicken breast at a time. Uh-huh. One bowl of beets at a time. And one cream cheese spread for a blueberry muffin at a time that even that only Goyim use. Do you know anybody that puts cream cheese on blueberry muffins, Wanda, personally?
No.
Thank you.
That seems kind of a, just like.
That's what Seattle Sutton does. Every goddamn breakfast roll comes with a goddamn cream cheese. You know what I did with it yesterday? I was so hungry. Oh, this is really embarrassing. This is, shows you why I need a program for Seattle. I was so hungry. Nothing left. Oh, God, except for this fucking chicken breast, which I just ate. Believe it or not, I fried it in more grease than fucking is Andy Melton's ass. And I took these two pats of cream cheese. And little, you know, little roundies. And I just poured sugar on them. I just poured teaspoons of sugar on them. Exactly.
Oh, my God. You sound like this girl, my half Vietnamese half-sister, Wendy. She will get up in the middle of the night, and when she is hungry, she will open a can of pumpkin, you know, like pumpkin pie mix, and eat it out of the can in her bed.
I would do it, too. Lord. If it has sugar in it, I would do it. Absolutely.
You know what the worst is? She'll keep these. She loves these little. She does a lot of catering, so she's got all these, like, horrible foods in her fridge and freezer. She will take these little mini cream puffs out of the freezer in the middle of the night with a big glass of hot water because, you know, they're frozen. And she'll stick them in her mouth, and then she'll pour the hot water into her mouth so they melt the cream.
This is deep. This is deeply
now,
troubled.
That's she needs Seattle chutney on. That's I've never even thought of that, and I've thought of every disgusting way to eat food.
Okay, just one more I have to share. She does pancake mix with water in the middle of the night.
Oh, God.
She'll just sit there and make a bowl of pancake mix.
That's like Carney Wilson. If you ever look at Carney Wilson's website, she talks about how, and she has a video, she talks about how she and her father, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, who was also massively obese, they would get up in the morning and just eat bowl after bowl of Kellogg's cornflakes with half and half instead of milk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Is your half Vietnamese half sister overweight?
Well, I mean, I'm not one to judge. She's not like, you know, ginormous, but clearly she likes, as Sheila even says, she's no stranger to butter.
Oh, who doesn't love butter? Seriously.
Yeah.
Butter is one of the best foods in the world. It makes everything taste good.
That and
bacon.
And
actually, I've been reading Michael Pollan, and he's a fan of butter. Just don't eat the whole fucking stick.
Yeah, oh, right. Absolutely. Butter is an amazing food. I mean, that's what makes French food so good. Butter, and they use a different kind of flour than we do. Their flour is unprocessed. So, you know, I learned this about French cooking because, you know, I've been to France a lot. One of the times I went to France, I became really obsessed because, you know, I love sweets. I know this is a surprise to both of you, but I just love their pastries. They're just so fucking delicious. And I came back to Chicago. I went to all the bakeries in the city. I said, why is it that none of these taste anywhere as good as the shittiest bakery I went to in Paris? Mm-hmm. And I was obsessed. So I did a little research, and it turns out the flour's different here, the butter's different here, and the cream's different here. The cream here is pasteurized. They don't have that requirement. They use cultured cream. Their butter is cultured, and their flour is somehow different. I forget how it's not processed in the same way. Now, here, flour is so processed that they always have to cut it with shortening. They can't use all butter.
Yeah.
So it runs into each other.
And the French piss in their batter.
Really? Uh-huh. Or are you just taking a piss on me, you bitch? I don't believe they piss on the batter.
I love how even the French, like, even the French's butter is cultured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a joke, but never mind.
We have new French neighbors. These wonderful people moved in next door, and they're French from France. And
versus French from, like, Well, Cincinnati. You can be,
as opposed to the bread.
Excuse me, Miss Smartass Intellectualella.
Don't piss me off
because I know where you live. You can be French and from Pacoima, okay? But they are
Whose
French.
Vagina? What?
Pacoima. That's a town out here.
Do they issue French passports in Pacoima?
Only if you have connections with the bureaucracy. So anyway,
the illegals.
She's been baking bread, and because she can't stand the bread here, it makes her crazy. And she has been coming over with homemade jams and bread, and I'm telling you something. You could die from how delicious it is. It's so incredible.
Oh,
and so,
I bet.
So different from the crap that we eat here.
I want to come over.
Well, I told you, come over. We got a spare
room. I didn't know about the bread. I thought you had dull bread.
No, no dull bread. She makes this, and she brought over a baguette the other day.
Oh,
God.
What'd you call me, bitch?
A baguette.
That's like an old fag, I think that's what that means.
Baguette, an old baguette.
Baguette. Yeah, I used to know a girl named Susie Baguette. She was ugly. Hope she's not listening. So many people do.
Well,
I had this woman in one of my training classes.
Everybody's ugly or fat.
Hey!
Oh, shut up, Wanda.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Sideways.
Sit down and listen to my fucking story. I had a girl in one of my training classes. You know what? Eat it.
On and on.
Okay.
Dull bread.
I had a woman in my... All I want to say was that I had a woman in one of my training classes. Her last name was Corn, and her first name was Candace. Thank you, Carrie Owen.
Was she black?
I'm so glad we paused for that.
Yeah, well, if you would have just shut up in the first place, it wouldn't have taken 15 minutes.
I went to the pool yesterday. You got to see this. Wanda, you're so stupid because you visit whenever I'm not here, but... Should you not, you could be a guest at my gym. It would cost you $10, but it's worth it. But they just opened.
How does that make me a guest?
Because they don't allow people to come off the street. You have to have somebody bring you. It's very
even
exclusive.
Even if I'm not like fancy?
Very
I mean, I'm a
exclusive.
Celebrity. It's very,
well, you know, what I had to do was I had to bring my Wikipedia bio and two cover shots. Cover shot. And then I got a huge discount. I pay half price because of that. Seriously.
Are you serious?
Yes, I swear to God. Most people pay $120. I pay $65.
Oh my God! Where's my discount? I got a Wikipedia.
Honey, you gotta work it. You gotta work it. But anyway, so the gym is. They took this old building, a famous building called the Hull House, the Jane Addams Hull House. I don't know if you done heard of her. Very famous woman from turn of the century, and she started all this women's shit. Yeah. So they gutted the Hull House because it was precious real estate, and they made it into this gym, which is like 7 stories high, and they have a climbing wall and all this. But they have 2 pools. One's in the basement with all the children. Ugh. And then another one
God,
is.
Again with the ugh.
As I Twittered the other day, children are a waste of sperm. But on the roof.
And as I Twittered back, weren't you once a child, darling?
And I Twittered back, and you were like, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, anyway. You responded to me, but it must have been hours and hours later. What did you say?
I forgot.
Oh my God, just carry on with
the
fucking certain.
So anyway, so
the roof pool
opened late 4th of
You're
July.
You're really a cunt today, Wisdom.
And I went there after Vera and I recorded the show, and it was so beautiful. You know, they have on top of all these beautiful men's and women's at the sunbathing on this little tiny deck with a pool on the roof. But you have a view of all of Chicago because it's on the roof and it's outside, and it was so wonderful. The end.
I'm really pissed at Wikipedia because some clown went in and put in my wrong birth date and my wrong place of birth, and now it's all over the web when you look me up, like on my.
Well,
internet,
you have that happened
internet,
to me too. Somebody has
movie
to fix.
Database.
Just ask somebody who listens to your show to fix it, because it's not good to change those things yourself. Because then you trust me, just don't change it yourself, but ask anyone.
Yeah, well, I want somebody, by the way, to go in and flesh out my Wikipedia, please. Thank you very much.
I can't.
Bye-bye.
But see, I'm not Auntie Vera Charles. I'm talking about my real personage, my real person.
Oh,
yeah. So I can't, and I'm on my internet movie database is like really important, because that's well, really like my resume.
Then you can change it yourself, I think.
But I can't. What important. I'm you're missing my point, my darling.
You're too stupid.
Well, then no, that goes without saying too. But as in whole, I.
Oh my God! I just got this huge wad of pubic hair out of my keyboard. Good Christ!
I can't.
And it's got crumbs in it, and fucking. I can't. It looks like a cousin
on,
it with,
I can't.
With a bad case of psoriasis.
I don't know why I'm doing this over and over again.
Oh my God! You'll get a yeast infection from your keyboard.
To this kind of nonsense, I just
okay.
Never
go ahead.
It.
I'm listening to your. What happened with your Wikipedia?
Over it.
I can't change my internet movie database because they don't allow changes.
Oh, the IMDb?
Yeah, so my IMDb is permanently fucked because of some clown who fucked up Wikipedia. That's all
I was trying to say. Who does
I think it was Candace Corn.
Who does the IMDb?
I think she went by Candy.
Who does that?
They do.
Who is they?
Well, can't you write like a letter and say, excuse me?
I have written
Maybe
so many emails.
Maybe it's not you.
I've written so many emails. You
but
cannot...
Vera, who does it? I mean, it's just managed by the people that run a little company? It's not open, or how does that work?
Well, you can write them emails to say, but it's, I mean, I can't believe, I will go and do a little tiny itsy bitsy part on a little tiny video game, and a week later, it's on my internet movie database. I don't know who does it or how it's done. I have no idea.
Well, it's got to be some sort of automated thing then.
It's Munchkins.
It's got to be somehow like there's some protocol, some automated system. You know what? Somebody's got to know. What about, don't you know any Hollywood people who know this shit? Hollywood tech people?
No, I don't know Hollywood tech people. I only know other actors and producers and directors, but they don't mess around with that stuff.
I have no idea, but maybe ask somebody like Steven the Red Monkey person, because he's in Hollywood. He knows a lot of stuff. You know, you need to talk to one of these LA-based web kind of people. Maybe they would know.
Yeah, I led this in a meta direction. I'm sorry. So let's get away from
that. Yeah, it's boring.
Can we
go back to what's in my keyboard that has hair?
Yeah, go ahead.
What? No,
it's over, really, that thing.
Okay.
Why do you have hair? First of all, why do you have pubic hair?
Because I don't shave it all off. What's wrong?
Is it like a big clump?
In the keyboard or on me?
No, on you. Is it like a big bush, like from hip to hip?
Well, I'm an old woman, so it's kind of matted. It more looks. it resembles a half-shaven monkey.
Have you ever happened upon porn from the 80s, and the women have these like beaver pelts? I mean, they're just, it's like, I'm like, who thought that was attractive ever?
Why are you watching straight porn?
Because, you know, you get tired after a while, and
I'm just emptying my keyboard. Shush. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
So you're just looking for variety?
You wouldn't believe what's coming out of
this thing. See, and if you put your hand up to the screen, you can just see the half that you want to look at anyway. So,
I think I could have a whole meal of Seattle shut in here. This is fucking disgusting. God, Trotsky's hair is in here.
Speaking of fucking
I tried looking at tranny porn.
That's nasty.
I couldn't get into it.
Have you noticed how nasty, I don't know if you guys know Rebecca Nay, the tranny wreck.
Yeah.
But that bitch has gotten so fucking evil and nasty since she chopped her dick in two.
Has she really?
Oh, yeah. She's nuts. You know, she said to Kiko on Visitronics, you know, the Freak Network has this, it's a listserv, it's called.
Yeah.
You know, and they're all getting together for this, you know, giant dork fest, the podcast expo, whatever it is in Las Vegas. They're all getting excited. So, Kiko from Visitronics wrote something. I can't remember what it was, but it was something like, hey, how come you guys didn't invite me to do such and such? I don't remember what it was. Some Vera-esque comment. Like, how come I'm left out?
Hey.
Come on. Some Vera-esque comment. You know, something basically like, why did you leave me out of it? And Tranny Rec writes back to Kiko. She writes, why don't you just take a razor blade to your wrist and work your way up?
Oh.
And I so badly, I stay out of this listserv. I stay out of evil email threads as much as I possibly can. I wanted so bad to write, no, why don't you work your way down like tranny Rebecca did and chop your fucking dick in two?
Oh,
you know?
Witch.
Be real evil.
I love how the internet makes people into just so loving.
Isn't that the truth, you know, though? Anonymity, yeah. What anonymity does, it allows people's ugliest sides to come out. And I have never seen it more evident than my relationship with you two lovely ladies in this program in particular.
I'm going to say this, and you know, you can do whatever you want with it, but I think in a way, the way that you've reacted has sort of fueled it, girl. So I would just let it alone, because otherwise...
No way, it's great. It's great. I mean, look, we did that show where we talked about voting and whatnot 2 weeks ago. It had 30 comments and a whole lot of discussion. Then we do a show which is basically about nothing, and three people comment with crickets,
well,
basically.
Well, That's true.
So I think it's wonderful. The angrier the Vera, the better. The dumber the Vera, the better.
You know, there are certain things that I am indeed dumb about, okay? Computers is definitely one of them. I am stupid and retarded.
See, I don't think you're dumb about computers.
I am. What I am incredibly, what I have, my dear, is wisdom. I have wisdom. Forgive
hey.
Me, Wanda. Forgive
hey.
Me. Okay. Experience.
Emphasis on the dumb in wisdom. okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I have experience, and I have.
You mean you're old?
Well, that,
old
that too.
Old and dirty. Old and dirty.
I figured out.
She's a dirty whore. That's what she means.
Here, this
She's
is this is
whore.
What I figured out. Let's say I am 19 years older than you, Wanda. And
oh my God, you're so old.
I know. I'm
Congratulations.
19 years old. So listen
you
to this.
You want a medal or chopped liver?
Shut the fuck up, Madge. For once in your goddamn fucking lesbian life, shut your fucking hole. Now, I am 19 years older than you, Wanda. 19 mm-hmm. years ago, this is how 19 years can change. 19 years ago, you were 14.
Yeah.
Didn't you change a lot from 14 to 33?
Well, yeah, because I was eating pussy when I was 14.
Okay. Well, you've changed. My point being this is that a lot happens in those 19 years, and a lot of life experience changes the way you think about things. And I think that's why I have oftentimes a dissenting opinion. I could go into the logistics of Madge's age, but her age is in dispute. So
what the
I can't.
Hell? Are you saying that you disagree because you're older and wiser? I mean, what is the
no,
point?
You too will be dumb.
I think that my points of view are divergent from yours and Madge's because of life experience. That's what I think. Now, I'm willing to speak more on that topic, but I did want to bring up...
Well, everybody... I mean, two people of the same age have different experience, so... I mean,
that's true.
The age in and of itself, I know some really, like...
You'll find that a person who's 33 is going to be much more inclined to agree with you than they will with me. And if you find another 52-year-old, they're going to be much more inclined to agree with me than they are with you.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's just a cop-out.
Oh, please. I don't cop out. That's not a cop out.
You know
That's
what?
Reality.
Listen, I want to change the subject, not because I care to end conflict, but because
we
were talking...
Well, I think that'll cause a few comments, don't you?
Probably.
and you're ugly!
While you two were arguing, I received my test, my lab results from my doctor.
Are you pregnant?
Yes. And I want you to know something, that I don't have the gonorrhea.
Oh, congratulations.
Gonorrhea? Yeah.
I don't got no STDs, at least not yet. But listen to this. This is what's surprising. I think I might have to stay on Seattle Sutton because, listen, it says, I know you received your results on the phone, but here are your... This is a HIPAA violation. No, it's not, because I'm doing it. Kidney function, glucose, and electrolytes were normal. Your cholesterol was quite good. Total cholesterol was 169. Normal is less than 200.
Woo-hoo!
Your good cholesterol, HDL, was normal at 41. Should be greater than 40. And your bad cholesterol, LDL, was normal at 111. Should be less than 130. Your screens for the gonorrhea, chlamydia, and the HIV were normal. You want to know potassium, chloride, bicarbonate, urea, blood urea? Do you want to know any of that? Creatinine?
Both had similar
triglyceride.
Results.
But you know, isn't that amazing? I never had, the last time I got my cholesterol tested was when I worked at a hospital maybe 3-4 years ago. I was exercising, but my cholesterol was still bad. Like one of those three, the good, the bad, and the ugly, one of them was in the normal range and barely. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm eating Seattle Sutton, all my cholesterols are in line.
So maybe that chicken isn't looking so bad anymore, huh?
Oh, my God, I lost my fucking... Oh, it's that fucking 45-minute shit. Hold on a sex cunt. I lost... God damn me. Shit. Sorry. Sure. Comments?
I said, so that chicken isn't looking so bad anymore, is it?
No, it ain't.
The Seattle
Do you think that's what it is? Do you think that's what it is?
Well, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You need to have me... I wanted to. I'm just saying, you know, the Seattle Suttons, I'm sure, is doing a fine job, but you need to have like really good food because I guarantee you, I make some food for you and you will get moist.
Yeah, but we have to be realistic, Wanda, and that just ain't going to happen. Not today, not tomorrow, and not even Thursday. Oh, yeah. Today, next.
Can't
Thursday.
You find like some woman who, you know, is in this country illegally who would make food for you?
I have my girlfriend in Ecuador, but I can't get her up here. She got business, but that's a whole nother bit of bad grammar that I'm not supposed to use, but do anyway.
Because I got my trainer's girlfriend for a while. She was making me food.
You think that that's why my cholesterol's improved, or do you think it's because? Do you think it's diet?
Absolutely. That's what does it. Diet and exercise. Oh, God. But diet most
then specifically. Then I have to keep eating this horrible, wretched food.
No, you can use the same, except for all that dihydromono crap that you were reading the other day. If you make
Are there preservatives in the Seattle Sutton?
Yes. There's a bunch of hides and homes and hemes and humps.
Don't eat it.
Well, okay.
Can I speak?
Speak. May I?
Thank you.
Speak.
As we said,
I'll give you a treat. Speak. Okay. I got little treats.
Dull bread. I don't want to talk about cholesterol, but if you eat,
like, I do. We're old.
If you eat like Wanda eats, you'll get good and healthy cholesterol. It's lots of low saturated fats. A lot of
Wanda. What do you
oils,
eat for lunch?
Healthy oils like olive oil and the like. Popeye.
I love olive oil.
Well, olive oil is a great cholesterol lower. It's a great cholesterol lower. Any monounsaturated oils are really good for you.
Okay. I almost called Wanda cholesterol. Cholesterol, what do you have for lunch?
Wanda?
Yes.
For lunch, typically I have a chicken breast that's been seasoned. Seasoned with seasoning. And then I have...
How do you prepare it?
I bake it.
Okay.
So I bake the chicken.
So it's basically the same thing as Seattle Sutton.
Yeah, but it doesn't have all that shit in it. It doesn't have any hides or homes or he's or who's. Well,
okay.
But then I have the broccoli or the Brussels sprouts or any kind of veggie. And then
I love Brussels sprouts.
Then I have the sweet potato.
Oh, I do too. They're so fucking good. They're my favorite fucking vegetable. I love them. Go ahead.
Then you got to have the sweet potato, half of a sweet potato.
I love them. Them's is good.
Oh, it is so good.
What else?
But don't you usually
need more variety? The thing about Seattle Sutton is she believes in the whole seasonality of food. So you'll go like a week with all these tomato products that you have to throw down the drain.
Well,
like this week was tomato and beets for years.
I don't buy a lot of fresh vegetables. I buy frozen, which better than...
Told ya. I tried to tell
Yeah, but
Matt
the reason you
the
said that
day.
Is because you listen to Wanda.
I said that totally independently of whether or not I listened to Wanda.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What the hell were you talking about frozen vegetables? Tell me.
She said the same thing as you did yesterday in my program, that the frozen is better than the fresh because they're plump.
Well,
because
you're not going to fucking, number one, you're not going to let it rot in your refrigerator.
But it's not this. Oh, right. Exactly. They don't liquefy into gold urine. But
yeah,
the thing is, but those frozen vegetables are just... Like, you can spot them a mile away.
No,
they're just so,
no,
like...
They're made right.
If you go, look in your freezer case for Brussels sprouts, and there'll be a bunch of different kinds.
Okay.
And spend the most, you know, like, because, again, they're fucking frozen vegetables. The highest-priced frozen vegetables are not going to be that expensive. So buy the best quality. Like, there's a kind that I have here that's... you know, it's some local farm. It's not available all year, but they have frozen...
What's the name of it?
I don't remember. I can find out, but it's, I think it's just it's in just Minnesota. Logan.
Do you have Trader Joe's there, Lawanda? Lawanda. Yes. Oh, yes. My God. Yesterday at the record store where I get my rare records, I got a Lawanda Page album.
Oh.
Do you know who Lawanda Page is?
Is it Wanda Page or Lawanda Page?
Lawanda. Lawanda.
I don't know who that is.
She's Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son.
Oh.
She got an album and she'd be foul-mouthed. Can't wait to play that on my pogrom.
Pogrom.
Your pussy I came go across way back some here. New.
What, Black Vera?
I said your pussy go way back there.
My pussy like
slap,
peanut
slap,
butter.
Slap.
My pussy's like peanut butter.
Slap.
Brown and smooth and ready to spread.
Now
that's what she say. That's one of her lines.
Brown?
Brown and smooth and ready to spread.
Now, without in an issue that's not going well, let's say that it's
oh whatever
unrelated.
Right at the end of the show, bring up something controversial at the end of the show. Do it.
Did you hear what Jesse Jackson said?
No, yes. What was that all about? I saw something on CNN at the gym. What was that all about?
He had a hot mic. His mic was on. He didn't know it, and he said basically something that was true.
No, he said not, that Jesse, absolutely did not say something that was true.
Didn't he say that Obama was talking down to black people?
Yeah.
Isn't that what he said?
He's talking down to black people, and he's doing it because he's not for this goddamn faith initiative shit that Bush is fucking the evangelical
no,
Christians up.
No, but
the
Bush
ass.
Obama is in favor of that.
No, he's
he
not.
He absolutely, yes, he is. Yeah. He talked about it, didn't he? Like recently?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
that's what Jackson was bitching about is that he's not getting involved with the faith initiative thing. Now, I
okay,
you know,
well, I don't know.
And he said I want to cut his nuts off. Not sweet. Not supportive.
Did he
well,
really
but it was,
say that?
But it was. But listen, he was being spied on. I mean, can you imagine?
What an asshole!
Everything you said.
What a fucking asshole to have a lavalier mic on his coat and not keep his fucking mouth shut until he's in a room in his house. What
That's
a
true.
Dumb ass idiot!
Anyway,
to say anything.
But see
like
the
problem.
Oh my, why are you so angry at Jesse Jackson?
Oh, shut the fuck up! I'm emotional. I'm not angry. God fucking damn it!
Well, listen. Before I started this program with you, I was listening to Democracy Now. They started to play whatever it was he said, but it was such a poor recording. I couldn't even understand it. But then, I saw in the paper it said that he said Obama was talking down to black people. I believe that to be true, but it's not just that. He's talking down to white people and everyone else too when he says, oh, I didn't change. My opinion's always been that I support FISA.
Well, that's
I've
the
always
biggest...
supported her. You know,
can you believe that I brought
it
up
makes,
politics?
It makes me so angry, and I'm twittered about it too, that he is following the John Kerry playbook of how to lose an election, how to lose an unlosable election. It is idiotic. It is fucking ridiculous.
Can I just
Seriously.
Say that it's when Democrats stop trying to stop being victims, they will win elections.
Well, when they just start having sticking with their fucking principles.
But don't you think it's?
I think there's a goddamn spy. I really do. I think there's some goddamn spy that's a typical high up advisor in the Democratic Party who gives this horrible bad advice to follow the polls wherever they go in order to let the Republicans win. I'm beginning to think it's a conspiracy. Because Obama is a smart, smart person. He was the editor of the Harvard Law Review. How could he be this fucking stupid?
Because he's afraid to lose.
I think
he's too afraid.
He's black.
I think he's too afraid to lose. Like he feels like he's got to do these things.
But
like
if,
he just won't
right.
be himself.
But if that were true, I could understand it to an extent that if he really had to say this in order to get the approval of the majority of the American public and win the election, I could understand it because that's more important than, what's more important than anything is just getting fucking Republicans out of office. I can understand that.
Yeah.
But to me, the problem I have is that this is bad logic and it is wrong and it is stupid. To think that this will cause that. All this is going to do is get fewer votes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's going to do. And it's going to make him lose if it continues.
I find it very odd that he just seems to be, now that he's got the nomination, okay, now I'm going to change all. And everybody assumes that at some point you're going to have to, ameliorate some of your positions to the middle because, you know, it's a general
election.
Now, what
the fuck does that word mean?
Well, that's probably not the best word
choice
for what
I'm saying.
Where
in the Christ did you get that?
Ameliorate just means, like, you know, cut the sharp edges off, sort of.
I already ate.
But what I'm trying to say is, yes, you're going to maybe not talk as strong towards, you know, the Democratic base, but he just seems like time after time to be just like, okay, I want everybody's votes, so I'm going to try to appeal to everybody. It's just not going to work. People will vote for you even if they don't agree with your opinion.
Well, you know what? He's going to have to put Hillary on the ticket. I don't see how he has a chance in hell. I really don't. She has to be VP, in my opinion.
I don't think he'll do it. Now that she's been out of the news for so long,
I don't know. I have any idea what the probability of it is. I know there's been a lot of discussion between the two, and she's certainly not out of the running for VP. But I really believe that he's fucked without her as VP because of these mistakes he's made already. Mm-hmm. I can only assume they're going to get worse. I mean, I was thinking last night, I'm like, well, can we change this? Can we, like, go back and do the primaries again? Because this is like bait and switch here. Mm-hmm. This is bait and switch.
What's your maniacal laughter for, Vera?
Well, I love that concept. But, you know, you're dealing with politicians, and that's what they do. They go with the flow that's going to get them what they want. And what he wants is to be elected. And so,
you know, and I was on my show the other day, and I'm thinking, you know what? I think maybe Vera's right. I was thinking that. I'm like, yeah, why? What's the point? You know, McCain abstained on FISA. McCain didn't vote in favor of this FISA.
They do what they do to get elected.
Yeah. It's fucked.
I know.
Anyway.
All right, well then, I would say that since we are very, very close to the hour mark on this program, unless one of you two lovely ladies has something to add, I think we should wrap this puppy up.
Fine with me.
Wanda?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to talk about men, but we can do that next week.
Oh, no, we ain't going to do that.
We can talk about it next week.
Because I want to talk about women and where to live geographically due to them. So maybe that would be a good topic for next week's. And you'll moderate so you can remember that.
Okay.
Well, as a proud representative of the three of us, I would like to say thank you for joining us today for Eat This Hot Show, a very special 50th episode starring Mayim Bialik, a very special blossom. And
Wait, Mayim Bialik? What did you say?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's the actress from Blossom.
Google it.
I ain't Googling shit till I'm done recording.
So
I'm gonna break this.
So I would like to personally thank the ever beautiful, ever talented Wanda Wisdom.
Saying you're welcome, and then I realized you wasn't talking about me.
Of Wanda Wisdom.
She didn't say fat.
WandaWisdom.com. Say bye-bye, Wanda.
Thank you very much, and have a wonderful week, ladies.
And, of course, the incredibly talented, unbelievably ugly and fat lesbian, Madge Weinstein of YeastRadio.com and InsaneFilms.com and EatMyPussyTillItBleeds.com. Madge,
and remember, I would like to say, remember to spay or neuter your gerbils.
And that's important. It is very important. And I, of course, am your hostess today. Actually a host, but I like to say hostess because
she
of the S.
She's confused. She's going to take a razor blade on her wrist and work her way down.
Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. Thank you for joining us, lovies. Bye-bye and bye bonds.
It's only noon and we're done. How weird. That's good. Maybe we should do that more often.